We're here with Alderman Brendan Riley, who's going to be running to unseat my good friend Tony Preckwinkle, who I can't stand. I'm going to give you three names. We're going to talk about crime. Jussie Smollett, the 40 below with the wind chill tuna fish eating Subway guy a couple of years ago. 26-year-old Bethany McGee, who was burnt on the blue line by a allegedly person with 72 priors who allegedly quoted, "burn alive, bitch," unquote. And a 14-year-old young man by the name of Armani Floyd, who was shot to death outside, according to our mayor, 175 North State Street because he doesn't want to say the Chicago Theater.
Right.
Can you address crime in Cook County under Tony Preckwinkle, please, and what you're going to do to change it?
Yeah, look, we've had a horrible run, and until very recently, we had a underqualified Cook County state's attorney who was put there by Tony Preckwinkle. Her name was Kim Fox, and her refusal to, you know, regularly prosecute violent criminals led to the emptying out of the state's attorney's office. They lost centuries of talent and wisdom there. And now the new state's attorney, Eileen O'Neill Burke, is trying to repopulate that office with real prosecutors. But what we're seeing is now the receipts for the lack of prosecution that occurred there for nearly a decade. And, you know, we've seen a lot of judges put on the bench also by the chairman of the Democratic Party, who also is Tony Preckwinkle, with a litmus test. And that test is basically do whatever you can to not hold these folks in the Cook County Jail. And I understand that when it comes to nonviolent criminals, but when you have repeat offenders who are out there harming citizens on a regular basis and then literally getting the revolving door after they're arrested, that does a few things. One, it drives down morale in the police department, but it also makes our neighborhoods and our streets less safe. And I could tell you that the young man who was murdered in the Loop on Friday night after the Christmas tree lighting,
Armani Floyd, 14 years old, in front of the Chicago Theater and ABC News on State Street.
That's right. During a teen wilding, essentially, after Mayor Johnson vetoed a curfew ordinance that would have given Superintendent Snelling at the police department another tool to call an early curfew to shut all that down before the first bullet was fired, and then come around and tell us that that still should have been the case. He still should have vetoed that ordinance. It's insane to me. And then you look at the young lady who was nearly burned alive on the CTA blue line by someone who has been literally released 72 times to go and re-victimize people. This is total chaos, and this is not how criminal justice is supposed to work. And you need to have accountability. But no matter what, when you have violent repeat offenders, they have to be off the street. And for that young judge who was put there also through Tony Preckwinkle's merit system to say, I can't put everyone in jail, this was exactly the person that you do. And maybe that young woman today wouldn't have had that horrible tragedy happen to her. So things are wrong at Cook County, and the judicial system here is broken, and we certainly need to support our new state's attorney. But to explain these things away as kids acting up or you know, we can't put everyone in jail, I think is an insult to the average person who lives in Cook County.
109 days until St. Patrick's Day, which is the day that we have the chance to go to the polls to vote in new leadership, not only in the county board president seat, but also to send Fritz Kagi back to the mall spinning pretzels. Because this guy came on the radio on Lisa's show Tuesday for 14 minutes and blatantly lied, gave factually inaccurate information, also known as lies, to our listeners. And I came on Wednesday and just lit him up. He had the stones to sit in that, to call into Lisa's show and say in 2021, he switched over to the new system and it was the treasurer's fault that the tax bills didn't go out on time. Flashback to 2021, Alderman, you were around in leadership position, right? You were an elected official.
Yeah.
In 2021, Fritz Kagi switched over to the new system with the approval of the CIO, Chief Information Officer of Tony Preckwinkle's, gave the green light to switch over to the new system. The new system wasn't ready to be switched over and to handle the new system that Tyler Technologies, this clown show, $30 million turned over, okay? That's why the tax bills didn't go out on time. It wasn't Maria Pappas' fault. Don't deflect blame.
Right.
As the leader of Cook County, when the election is over in 109 days, we have a minute to go. We have 45 seconds. What will you do as the new president?
Well, certainly I could tell you this. Tyler Technologies needs to be brought to account. I believe that the taxpayers are owed some money back. They have not performed on this contract, and I could tell you, President Preckwinkle and her administration have excused them at every checkpoint and every roadblock. They've extended the contract. They've added money to it, knowing it wasn't performing. And that is an insult to every taxpayer in Cook County, period. That's a lack of leadership. And what people need now is predictability in their tax bills, not just what it might look like each year, but is it going to show up on time?
Mm-hmm.
And so for all that money to go out the door without any accountability, that kind of is the theme at Cook County, a general lack of accountability. And that's why we need to make a change in leadership on March 17th.
109 days. And for everybody out there that watched my video and said, thank you. Thank you for me to stand up. Don't thank me. Thank everybody in Cook County by getting off your rear ends and voting. I didn't do that to get views and clicks. I did that to tell Toni Preckwinkle to her face what I thought of her and the clown show that she's running, and to invite her onto the show because you can't get through, as you heard. Her mailbox is full.
That's not good.
Okay, so you're invited on my show at any time. So is she. 0.8 miles. I told her we'd send the rickshaw over that plays the Elton John songs because I heard she likes Elton John. Website, if our listeners want more information, we're late for a break.
RileyForCookCounty.com.